Hello and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast. My name is Daniel James. I'm coming to you tonight from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And joining me as always is Scott Gall from Berlin, what I believe is Germany, Scott. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, it is, Daniel. It is. How are you? How are you then?
Hey, buddy, what's wrong? You sound a little bit forlorn.
Do I? What?
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! No, I'm not. I'm pumped. Woo!
Oh, you're doing that 18% again? Is that what it is?
Nah, not at all. Just espresso, having an espresso.
Yeah, that sounds like complete and utter bullshit to me, Scott. How's your day been?
It's been swell. How's yours been?
It was good up until about 45 minutes ago when I got out the headphones to record this particular podcast.
Yeah.
And I had to unravel them. And unraveling the cords to that particular set of headphones was like unraveling the mysteries in the universe.
Uh-huh.
It was no mean feat. So we're very lucky that this fucking thing is going on at all.
Wait. It took you 45 minutes to unravel it.
Yeah.
Just bear with me on...
Have you got your calculator out?
Right. That's 3/4 of an hour.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's another way to put it. Yeah, I guess it is.
No other bloody way hell to put it. Wow, 45
you
minutes.
You know what, Scott? This little bit of banter is a lovely segue into reminding people that they can support us on Patreon.
Yep.
Because this sort of content is absolute gold. And if people want to get more of this, you know, champagne banter, then they can simply go to patreon.com/simpletonpodcasts.
There's still two.
Support us.
I haven't checked.
Yeah, still two, yeah. Only fucking two. I mean, how long have we been banging on about this for? It's been 6 or 7 episodes now?
Yeah, we did have a 5-month break.
So?
That's a good point.
What's your point?
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. You can't argue with logic, Scott.
No.
You just can't.
No.
Speaking of logic, I believe you've got the World Report.
Yes.
And what have you got for us
Costa Rica.
This week on this particular... Costa Rica.
Tell us about the landlocked kingdom, please, Daniel.
Like I said, I don't want to bore people with facts.
Who's the leader?
I'm not going to insult the intelligence of the Simpleton Podcast community, Scott.
It is Mr. El Salvador, Daniel. Basic facts,
yeah,
please.
Good old El.
Good old
El. Very much a butter and eggs man.
He is a butter and eggs man, isn't he?
that's what I heard. Everyone knows it, Scott.
Everyone knows it, Daniel, and I'll proceed. Several years ago, law enforcement intercepted a pigeon in that country that was carrying drugs into a prison. A bird that would go on to become known as the narco pigeon. Heard about it?
Intercepted?
Yes.
At what point?
Intercepted it at what point of the journey? I see what you're asking. During the journey, I guess.
This is just the kind of vague shit that you deliver up week in, week out, Scott. So, a couple of points.
Yeah.
It must have been intercepted upon arrival.
Okay.
An interception would have required the law authorities to contact the Costa Rican Air Force to get them to scramble some jets and escort the pigeon to a different location or force it to turn back, which, you know, I think you agree, Scott, would have been an absolutely logistical nightmare.
Well, you're all over me like a rash so early, Daniel.
By the way, have you seen anyone about that? Like the actual rash you were talking to me about?
I've got an appointment.
Good. Speak to him about the erectile dysfunction too while you're there, will you?
Yeah.
But Scott, look, this is just, you know, not how it would have went down.
Yeah.
You know, it was a couple of years ago and it had a cargo of cocaine, marijuana, angel dust and hazpas upon arrival.
Hazpas? Is that another kind of narcotic?
Yes, it's a natural narcotic that can only be found in... The northern mountains of Costa Rica.
Okay.
But, Scott, I in the future, I urge you to be more specific. Mm. I mean, don't sell me a dog, okay? So far, this is not up to Dick. But But I still think we can take the egg. What do you think?
I still think we can take it, Daniel, and let's get back on track. That incident is history.
Look, let me just say this. The World Report is better than a kick in the dick. Let me just say that.
The incident with the pigeon is ancient history. That was just for background and context. Last week is where it's at. Yes, that's right. Last week, prison guards at the La Reforma Penitentiary in Alajuela intercepted a cat which was attempting to carry a mobile phone to an inmate, which, along with a charger, was concealed in a little bag tied around its neck.
What kind of bag?
What bag? I don't know. Why?
Nothing. Just a hunch.
Are you eating, Daniel? It sounds like you're eating. What are you eating?
Chicks on a raft, my friend. Freshly prepared. Washed down with a pair of drawers.
Good and well. So that aside, this is where you're actually supposed to comment on the story.
Yes, and I've been writing things down as you've been providing this very vague and very esoteric world report, Scott. And let me just say this, the story itself is colder than a brass toilet seat in the Yukon. And I also urge you, just for the sake of our listeners, to focus on your audio.
Yep.
If you could.
Yep. Yep.
And the public is well aware of the statement made by the Ministry of Justice in that country, which caused significant ripples across the Western world and presumably elsewhere. The statement came as such a shock to me, Scott, that I can actually remember it verbatim.
Oh, verbatim.
Will you actually give me a moment to just recite it off the top of my head?
Recite that statement, please.
Okay, and I quote, "This is the second cat carrying a cell phone that members of the penitentiary police managed to catch. They are trained cats. We need the Legislative Assembly to approve the bill presented over a year ago to block the cell phone signal and avoid these type of situations."
Well, where to now, Daniel, with this story then?
Good question, Scott, because I wonder where you could possibly go with this story. I mean, if you'd gone the political route, which I think would have been far more interesting, you could have investigated the bill whose approval has been held up within the Legislative Assembly.
Right, right. So now you're giving the impression you already know something about all of this.
Well, the pigeon is not able to transport anything of significant weight, Scott, so it's only a matter of time until the common cat will be deployed for the purpose of ferrying goods into Costa Rican penitentiaries. Everyone knows this.
Yeah, that's not specifically what I was asking you about. You know that.
The podcast is in the ketchup, Scott. In the caption. I repeat, in the caption. And if we don't turn its fortunes around soon and very soon, we might as well seal it up in a pine overcoat. It's all good and well to show up on a weekly basis, all canned up, seeing snakes, but we've got to get more serious. But I do digress.
Yes, you do. You do. And but I do see what you mean now about the political angle.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Finish the story, will you?
I have finished it.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, can I add a few tidbits?
Add some, please.
I hope I've pronounced that correctly. For the last 2 years, Costa Rica has been trying to ban mobile phone reception in all penitentiaries, but has continually caught up in the Legislative Assembly, with some claiming that it would be unconstitutional. Isn't it funny that I can say unconstitutional, but I can't say legislative?
Not as many L's in unconstitutional, Daniel.
Yeah, there's only one.
Yep.
And it's time to go to an ad.
Urinating can be arduous, frustrating, and quite frankly, inconvenient. One of the more low-profile members of the bodily function family, urination is arguably not received to the level of kudos that it deserves. Have you considered the benefits of urination? Not only does it encourage healthy collaboration with at least two of your body's nervous systems, but it helps to consolidate and indeed develop the capabilities of several sections of your brain, including the cerebral cortex, thus encouraging a healthy relationship between your brain, bladder, and nerves. If you ultimately opt to take this path, it will significantly reduce the risk of an enlarged prostate, bladder malfunction, and any manner of kidney disorders. It will also enable you to evict those troublesome tenants, the nasty bacteria that like to take up residence within your bladder, thus ensuring a congenial relationship with the sphincter. Don't believe the cynics. Urinating is healthy, practical, and affordable. and it provides your bladder exactly the support that it needs. So don't be a hoarder. Storage and voidance. Storage and voidance. Urinate today. For more information, please contact the Australian Society of Urinators on 233443. That number again, 233443. Do it now. And if you do so before Sunday, April 29th, National Urination Day, you'll be in the running for the complete box set of Ugly Dave Gray's greatest hits.
This message endorsed by the Australian Society of Urinators.
Yeah. Thank you very much to the Australian Society of Urinators for their support.
Thank you.
Scott, it says here on the running sheet that we have the sports report, but I heard a rumour that you've actually got something else in store for us.
That's right. There will be likely a sports report next week, but what I have this week is even more exciting. That's right. Episode...
Even more exciting. I find that hard to believe.
Actually, episode 2 in my L... brand new segment, Scott's Handy and Innovative Truths, Daniel. Remember that one?
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes, I remember a few weeks ago you actually thrust this segment upon the simpleton audience and me, where you talked about coinage. Am I correct?
Coinage, that's right, Daniel. Ep 2 today.
Well, Scott, who am I to stand in your way? Let's get on with it.
Okay, roll it. Do you love your footy like I do? I think you do. AFL, Australian Football League, Aussie Rules, the great Aussie sport. In the AFL, the national league of our great Aussie sport, there are 18 teams. Some are good, some are shit, some in between. They all play a home and away season of regular games, vying for positions in the top 8. For those who don't make it, it's season over. Wah, 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 wah. Bad times. Not good times. Bad times. But for those who do end up in the top 8, there is then the final series. Over several weeks of elimination, qualifying, semi and preliminary finals, the teams wage battle and in the end, only 2 remain. These 2 play off in the big one, the last game of the year, the big dance, the grand daddy of them all, the big enchilada. The grand final. For the teams who are fucking shit, the home and away season can become a bit of a drag in the second half. Dead rubbers, heaps, heaps, dead rubbers. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. So how do you keep the season interesting for every team and their fans right up till the end? Answer, you follow a basic model. Even a shit team can be hard to beat on their own turf, their home patch, their own backyard. Fortress. Fortress. You make it a fortress. To all the shit teams out there, you make your own home ground a fortress. Hard to beat. Hard to beat. You make yourself hard to beat. Even shit teams can do this. Forget about winning away from home. It's about the fortress. You make yourself hard to beat at home. Focus. Focus. Even the shit teams can do this. But mistakes will happen. Everyone will have a bad day, there'll be exceptions. But you turn your own dunghill into a fortress. Mark yourself down for 9 wins out of 11 home games if you do so. That leaves the away games. Granted, the shit teams won't win many of these, so it becomes a matter of mathematics. Remember, the magic number is 13. 13 is the magic number. You win 13 of your 22 home and away games, you're in. A near certainty to make the top 8. The cream of the cream, the big boys. Time to rumble with the big boys. 12 may be enough, but maybe not. So back to the away games. It's all about what you can jag. How many can you jag? If you manage 4 wins away from home, you're laughing. Happy times, good times, laughing. Even a shit team can jag 4 wins away from home. So if you add that to your 9 wins at home, great, you're laughing. Good times, you're in the 8, ready to rumble with the big boys. The good teams are going to make the top 8 anyway. They don't need me advice. But if the mediocre and the shit teams all take me advice, focus on these bona fides, home ground fortress, jagging enough wins from the away games, they'll all be laughing. Laughing. All of them. Bona fides. So there you go. Imagine that, eh? Every team making it into the finals. Every team getting a taste of that September action. Ah, You smell that? Freshly cut grass. And I do believe that is the smell of September. And if every team would implement a basic model of success, then every team could enjoy that sweet smell of September. And what's the end result of this? No more dead rubbers? None. Every fan can enter September knowing full well that their team is a chance. So that's my solution, that's my answer, and that's final. Pardon the pun. I'm Scott Gall, adios, bona fides. Yeah, so Daniel, that's the end.
Scott, can I ask you a question? Don't take any offence.
Yep.
What level maths did you complete in high school?
What was that with Mr. Houston in year, I think it was year 11?
I think that was general maths.
General maths, yeah, didn't get that far.
Yeah, did you attended that class, but you didn't pass it, did you?
That's right, attended but didn't pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. It's time now to cross to Robert Hanel in the Sky Watch traffic chopper.
Thank you, Daniel. The long dormant Balmadam Hill has erupted, ascending a boulder, the same one that careened into Anderson Street last week before being pushed back into position, rolling back along the same path, killing another 43 people and several stray sheep. Neville Mawson has been notified and is attending the scene. Long delays are expected on White Street, and a sinkhole has opened up at the end of White Street, leading from the crust to the centre of the earth. The CFA is urging all people to avoid the area until Fraser's Earthmoving has arrived on the scene and filled in the hole. Drop in this week into Miller's Paperclip at Steeple Symposium for your chance to win 1 year supply of jumbo-sized paperclips, capable of clipping 50 A4 pages together in one hit. Tell them Jason and Marcus sent you. Back to you, Daniel.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Gee, some pretty heavy times in our hometown, Scott. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
Action
swings
packs.
And roundabouts. Swings and roundabouts.
Yep.
okay, well, you know, this episode is just absolutely flying along, isn't it? It really is.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. Scott, it's time for listeners' letters. Now, dear listeners, we simply can't do this podcast without your support. Your weekly correspondence has become a key component of this podcast, and without it, we would be left with 3 or 4 minutes to fill in each week with other material. So thank you very much. And if you want to send correspondence into us, simply send it to contact@simpletonpodcasts.com. Scott, I believe that you have the first letter.
Yes, this one is from Dalton Jacent, Merbau North, Victoria. Dalton writes, "Great guys, I've got two first names. Try living with that. How would you like it?"
It'd be a fucking nightmare. It really would. Thank you, Dalton. It's a very, very important issue. And just reminds you people, just reminds people, Scott, that there are people out there less fortunate than us. So thank you, Dalton.
Thank you, Dalton. Daniel, you've got letter two.
Yeah, I have this letter from Anonymous from Ringwood Central in Melbourne. Again with the Ringwood, Scott.
Yeah.
Again with the Ringwood. We get a lot of correspondence from Ringwood, Ringwood East, Ringwood Central now. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Maybe someone should just, spruce up on their geography of Melbourne a little bit better.
Yep.
And not just go for the cheap, okay, I digress.
what does Anonymous have to say?
Yes, Anonymous writes, thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Wow. Scott, I think you've got the third and final letter, have you?
Yes, you're right about that. This one is from Sack Legiz from the Channel Islands, the Channel. And Sack writes, "I'd take the snake bite." Thank you, Sack. Daniel, what do you make of that?
No, well, it's good for someone to follow up on that that very important question that another correspondent wrote to us last week.
Parlance,
yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get Parlance and Legiz, Mr. Legiz, in contact with each other so that they can continue on with their dialogue.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, we've got both the details, so let's make that happen.
Let's actually note make that it down, happen. Scotty. I like that.
Yeah, write that down. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it for this week's episode of The Simpleton. I think that's 3 weeks in a row now, is it?
3 weeks I believe. In a row. Yeah, yes, it is too.
Fucking Jesus Christ. That's pretty incredible.
This is going to boost our what's it called? Patreon.
Yeah, good to see you're on the ball, mate. Good to see you're over exactly what it is that we're trying to make this, use to make this podcast sustainable in the future. So good job.
Yep.
Patreon.com/simpletonpodcast. Go there, give us money, because I'm getting to the point now where I want a piece of fish with my two potato cakes.
Gotcha.
All right. Is there anything in the week ahead, Scott, that simpletons out there should be aware of?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. My mail is that there's actually a mystery bidder for the Kirkland Avenue toilet blocks on the ASX.
There is a mystery bidder. I can't say it or not.
I won't say too much, but his initials are Rupert Murdoch.
I've got something else massive. A bit of a plug.
Assume that he's actually wanting the Kirkland Avenue toilet blocks so he can use the toilet paper there to print more of his crap newspapers on them.
That's my mail too.
Yeah. Good.
My mail. But Daniel, there is something bigger than that. There are not many lost tribes on our planet today, but if this thing comes off, we've got two of our employees on location now. They're Greg working on something. I won't say exactly where.
It's Greg and Mike.
Okay. Let's be open about that. Simpletons.
Why the secrecy?
Simpletons, in a world exclusive, if you tune in next week, you will quite possibly bear witness to Greg and Mike making contact with the inhabitants of North Sentinel Island, perhaps the last, if not definitely one of the last, lost tribes on the Earth today.
Oh, shit, there you go, people. Note that one down in your diary for this time next week. And, you know, go out, go to the doctor, get some Valium, get some sleeping tablets, because I know the anticipation is going to be so much. You're going to require to get some sleep, to calm yourself down, and just relax in the lead up to it, because if you don't, you'll be full of so much nervous energy that your life will literally go to shit in anticipation of this very important story by Greg and Mike. Scott, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you too, Daniel, and goodbye to the others.
See you, mate.
Bye.